Time for a little Friday frivolity with our host this week. It's Donnie.
Hey, thank you. I thought I'd take the reins a bit here, give Travis a break from Friday frivolity, because I join the Hardline every week for Trifecta. And this past week, they were trying to induct Linda Lavin, who is on a show called Alice.
Oh, okay, yeah.
76, 85, I think that was the run of that program. They had 202 episodes of Alice. I didn't know it ran that long.
Some
I
of those old shows just Alice. kept going and going.
Right, Mel's Diner and yeah. Alice, but there was a character on there.
What an old-ass name.
Alice, yeah.
Alice.
There was a character on there named Flo. It was Flo, Vera, Alice, and Mel was the guy that was over the diner, Mel's Diner.
Okay, so these people are all like in their 70s, the characters?
Well, the show
was in the 70s.
Yeah, this was 50 years ago, so yeah. These were regular names. Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
So
got
now you. She had a spinoff show called Flo. And I went, I'd forgotten that she had her own show because of the success that she had on Alice. She had her own spinoff.
I've heard of Alice. I've never heard of Flo, except for
I didn't remember that.
Right.
So that got me to thinking, okay, there are several shows out there. There are spinoffs of other TV shows. We all know that. But some are...
All right.
Really noticeable, and I think some are you have no clue. So I have a list of a long list of TV spinoffs. I will give you the spinoff. You tell me the show it came from.
The original.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Let's start with Matt.
Yes.
Because some of these shows are going to be difficult because
one from the '90s. Come on.
May be past or before your time, but some of the shows are pretty popular that you may know exactly where they came from.
So here's this.
So let's start out. With Viva La Bam, Matt.
Oh, okay.
What's the spinoff of Viva La Bam?
Like, what did it spin off from?
Yes.
Jackass.
There you go. That's what we're doing here.
See?
That's
okay.
Simple as pie, right?
Man, at first I freaked out. I was like, what? I was like, oh, no, I know. Okay.
All
you
right.
know what I'm talking about?
Travis.
Yes.
What show, Kenan and Kel? What did Kenan and Kel come from?
All that.
Boom. See?
Wow.
We're on a roll right now.
Good job, dude.
That's my era, dude.
I know. That's why I selected for you. It's going to get a little more difficult.
That's the dude from Saturday Night Live, right?
Kenan. Yeah,
Saturday Night Live. Not even the best of Kenan and Kel, I would say.
All right, let's try this one out to see if I'm a little too new for you, man.
Yeah.
What show was the spinoff of, or a spinoff from Young Sheldon? What was that a spinoff?
Oh, that is The Big Bang Theory.
The Big Bang Theory, indeed.
Dude, we're killing it.
You guys are killing it.
Look at me.
Travis? Some call us champions.
Mm-hmm. What about Better Call Saul?
Better Call Saul spun off of Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, it is 2-2, and you guys are rolling.
2-2, back at you.
That's right, Chuck Woolery.
That's right.
That's right.
Let's make a love connection.
All right, Matt.
Yes.
Where did Frasier come from?
Oh, Frasier was spun off from the 80s sitcom Cheers.
82 to 1993, Cheers, you are correct.
Both very solid.
You know you want to go.
Where everybody knows your name. Okay.
Dung, dung, bung.
Travis?
Yes.
We're going to get a little more difficult.
Okay.
Let's challenge the mind a bit.
Oh, no.
Let's go back in time and say The Facts of Life.
Ooh, and I knew this one was coming. I want to say this is Family Ties, but I could be totally wrong on that.
Is that your final answer?
That's going to be my final
and
answer.
And that is incorrect. The first incorrect answer of the day. Do you want to steal this, Matt? Facts of Life is a spinoff of what television show?
I think I remember
show?
Now.
Was it spun off of Good Times?
That is incorrect.
I don't know. The Different Strokes?
It is Different
Strokes. Is it really?
Strokes. Yes.
How?
Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah, she was
Mrs.
on.
Mrs. Garrett was the
she
housekeeper
took care of
at
Arnold.
Disney.
Yeah,
I didn't think
went over to the Facts of Life.
The Facts of Life.
You take the
good.
The
Facts of Life.
You take the bad.
Ba-ba-da.
You take them both, ba-ba-ba. And there ba-ba-ba. You have
ba-ba-ba. The Facts of Life.
The Facts of Life.
Right. Man, that Blair chick was hot. She was.
Okay, Matt.
You were in the Tootie. Was it Rudy or Tootie? It's been a long
it
time.
It is Tootie. It's
shockingly,
not Rudy Tootie. That's a breakfast.
No, I know that. Rudy is from the Cosby
Let's
Show.
Let's be honest. If you had to pick who I was Tootie. Into on Facts of Life, both of y'all would have nailed it.
Yeah, no, Blair. It was Blair. Yeah.
Not even not a even. Second thought.
Who was so the...
It was Blair,
Tomboy
Joe,
girl.
Natalie, and Tootie.
Natalie, yeah.
They were the...
She was the funny right. one, Natalie.
All right, Matt. You're up. Family Matters. is a spinoff of what television
program? I'm going to say this, and I think this is right, I hope. No, is it? Maybe. All right, I think it was spun off of Perfect Strangers.
You are correct.
Yeah. Whoa.
Perfect Strangers. Oh,
Jesus, whoa. Dude.
Sorry.
The mom on Perfect Strangers, I believe, worked at the hotel, or she was an elevator operator or something like that.
I wouldn't have got
thought
that.
Enough of her to spin off her own television show, and we get Urkel. All right. Travis, you ready?
I'm so ready.
A Different World.
I don't even know this show.
A Different World is a show about kids in college. It was 87 to 93, the first year the main character on A Different World came off of a very popular show. Very popular in the 80s. A Different World.
90120. No. I have no idea. I have zero clue. I've never even heard of this show.
Is it The Cosby Show?
It is The Cosby Show. There you go. Matt is on a roll. Hey, Matt. Let's challenge you.
Okay.
Knott's Landing. Knott's Landing is a spinoff of what?
Spun off of Twin Peaks?
That is incorrect.
I've never heard of the show. Knott's Landing. Wings.
No, where are we?
We're in the Plano of Encino.
Okay, and we're in the state of
Texas.
And what's a pretty good city in Texas?
Dallas?
Really?
Dallas!
All right.
It's a spinoff of Dallas.
I have heard of Dallas.
There you go. Well, I'm glad you have. All right, you know what?
I didn't know that.
I'll give you an easy one.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
The Cleveland Show.
The Cleveland Show. Oh, that's Family Guy.
That is 100% Family Guy.
Thank you.
Let's go back to the old school, Matt.
Yay.
Mork and Mindy is a spinoff of what television program?
Spun off of Laverne and Shirley?
Happy Days.
Close, but no cigar. It is Happy Days.
Man, who watches that?
Which Laverne and Shirley, also a spinoff of Happy Days, right?
No doubt. Yes.
Okay,
exactly.
See, so I get credit.
You were on the right track.
We're doing 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, and I was saying Mork and Mindy spun off of Laverne and Shirley that spun off of Happy Days.
Don't tempt me to play that game on Frivolity. Because it's fun.
It is fun.
Travis.
Yes.
Boston Legal.
Boston Legal. Allie McBeal?
Incorrect.
Ah.
Boston Legal. Matt.
That was going to be my guess as well, so I'll say The Practice.
The Practice is correct.
Nice.
There you go. All right, let's get a couple more before we talk USA Canada.
Man, there's a couple I hope you ask me.
He's already asked the one that I hoped he would ask, and I got it wrong at first.
Matt.
Yes.
Where did Grown-ish come from?
Grown-ish?
Yeah.
Is it from Black-ish?
It is from Black-ish. There you go. Okay. See, just use your mind.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just flows in the right way. It wasn't the Black?
Well, grown, so. I thought ish. There's another ish, and they ished.
Okay. I'm going to challenge you, Travis.
Oh, you hadn't started that yet?
No.
Okay.
Because you can name one of these different cities, but you have to tell me the original. That's the spinoff. So I just picked one. The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
The Real Housewives.
It's a spinoff of what original city that they were from?
Beverly Hills?
That is incorrect. Matt?
L.A.?
L.A. is incorrect. It's Housewives of Orange County.
That's not a city. We were just circling around that
one. That's the very first one.
Aren't L.A. and Beverly Hills in Orange County?
Doesn't matter.
Or no, I don't know.
It's not the name of the show.
I wish we knew.
I'm going to give you one last one. And if any one of you guys will get this one, it's worth $1
million. Yes!
one last one.
Never going to get it. No way Martin was a spinoff. Come on.
And I'm a little disappointed that you think. The Ropers.
The Ropers?
The Ropers.
Three's Company.
Boom! There you go.
You don't know
go.
The Ropers? Come on,
that
dude.
It's Travis, the winner.
Thank you.
The TV spinoff game with 1 million points.
Watch my nuts.
Watch my nuts.
I am Lord. I looked at him. I was going to be like, no way. I was going to be like, the Cowboys?
I thought you were joking. I was like, no. For real? The Ropers? I know this one.
You know which one? It's funny because he said 90210. Melrose Place was a spinoff of 90210.
I knew it had a spinoff. Yes.
And Saved by the Bell was a spinoff of Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is not on my list. The other one was, but it's not on
my
list.
There you go.
That was a good one.
Man,
the Ropers.
The Ropers.
Was
Travis.
That, hell yeah, dude.
Was that the three people that were doing it?
No, they weren't doing it.
Okay.
That's the video you tried to watch in the birdhouse. That's what you tried to type in.
That's not true. Kind of. All right.
I'm done.
It's your turn now.
Oh, it is me. I thought it was him. Why the hell did I get confused on that? My God, it's 10-12. We're live in Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm. Tickets 2025. I thought it was you, Lisa.
I'm like, why are you
for
not
first
sending
time
us to break?
Ever in 380 some odd shows?
We're really late, man. Come on.
Coming up next, we'll talk about the greatness that was the Four Nations Tournament. It's USA versus Canada. We'll do that next here at Ticket.